Alan Resnick, welcome to The Signal.
Thank you so much, Aaron. It's great to be here.
So if you type your name, Alan Resnick, into YouTube, I can say you'll come across a fascinating infomercial. It's titled Live Forever as You Are Today. You're an inventor, Alan, it appears, from this video, and it looks like you've created a way for us human beings to fully back up our souls on laptop computers.
You know, my true passion is the computer, and I've spent so much time with the computer, and that's where I originally got this idea. Man, what if I could live forever? What if when I die, what are my parents going to do? I love my mom and my dad, and I just know that someday I'm going to be killed and they're going to miss me terribly. And that's how I started to tinker. I'm a bit of a tinkerer. I have a little lab in my basement where I have my laptop set up. And I started studying the human face and my own form, which I think is quite interesting. And I developed this process to scan the physical appearance and to capture the personality. And then I thought, well, what? Maybe I could make a few extra dollars selling this. And I found out that you could buy airtime on TV networks very late at night. And that's exactly what I did. And I made a little infomercial. And that's how I made my fortune.
I want to go ahead and share a few moments from your infomercial here just to illustrate how revolutionary this invention of yours is.
And after 2 months of hard work, I had done it. I had made an exact digital copy of myself, and I'm so excited to introduce to you my co-host and best friend in the whole world. He's exactly like me in every way. He calls himself Teddy. I don't know why. My name is Alan.
Hello, my name is Teddy. I was created to be an exact digital backup of Alan Resnick. My purpose is to replace Alan Resnick at the time of his death. Thank you.
Well, that's true, Teddy, but you're also here to help me explain my four-step program to live forever as you are now through 3D scanning and other digital archiving techniques.
Your digital facsimile, Teddy, is virtually indistinguishable from you. It's remarkable.
But since then, I've found a new passion in life, which is the stage. I'm an actor, and I'm very excited to talk about my upcoming acting work.
You want to talk about your acting work instead of this quantum leap of an invention that you've apparently created?
That's right. I'm kind of a guy, you know, the kind of guy who likes to move on. I'll create something of extreme significance to the human population and just kind of toss that aside and see what's next for me. And I was hitting a low point in my life after I had done this amazing thing. I had hit the lecture circuit. I'd been doing lectures all over the place at schools, teaching students how to digitize themselves. And I really enjoyed speaking into microphones. And that's how I thought, well, what if I wrote a play about my life? I'm an interesting character. And so that's exactly what I did. I've written a play.
What's the play about then, if that's what you are going to perseverate on?
Well, in acting, there are few challenges. Most parts are easy. Anytime you see an actor on stage or in the movies, they're not trying that hard. And I thought, well, what would be a true challenge? What would be the hardest thing for an actor to do? And then I looked right in the mirror, and I said, there it is, portraying myself. I'll be portraying my life throughout time as from a little boy to an elderly man, and I think that will truly be the greatest role of a lifetime. That's how I like to think of it.
What's the name of this one-man play? Does it have a title yet?
I've come up with a few options, but what I like the most so far is A Life Online, or A Life with the Internet, or Being Online with Alan Resnick. I'm not quite sure. I think I'll go with A Life Online, or A Life Lived Online.
I wonder, Alan, if you might perhaps indulge us with a monologue, some sort of an excerpt from this one-man play, a taste of the opus, if you would.
I would be honored. I'm going to get into character as Alan Resnick, and I'm going to perform the opening scene to my new one-man play. Let me just set the stage. You're the audience, and I will now address you. So now I'm not the person on the radio. I am now the person on the stage, Alan. So turning off one and turning on the other. Here I go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, you shocked me. I didn't see you there. I guess I left the door unlocked and you just let yourself in. Well, anyways, hello. My name is Alan Resnick and welcome to my house. That's right. You're in my house. So what's your name, friend? You come into my house, you should at least tell me your name.
Tell me your name.
Tell me your name. Aaron.
Aaron, that's a funny name. Well, Aaron, you picked an interesting time to drop by, because I'm actually expecting company. Yes, one of my oldest friends is dropping by any minute. Now, me and this friend, we go way back. We grew up together. I probably spent every day of my life with this friend, so yes, I do have a few stories to tell. Every day, hmm? That's a long time. And I'd be lying if I said we haven't changed over the years. But we've been through it all. The good, the bad. Heck, I don't know what I'd do without him. What's my friend's name, you ask? Well, he's gone by many different names over the years, but most people just call him the Internet. The Internet? The Internet. But honestly, between you and me, my friend Internet's been acting kinda strange lately. Yeah, I think he might be getting a little arrogant. And yes, he is smarter, faster, cooler, and more popular than ever. But as you know, popularity isn't always a good thing. Oh, he's here. I'll go get the door. And scene.
Alan Resnick, performing an excerpt of his new one-man play. I'm sorry, the name of your play again?
A Life Online.
Has it been hard for you to make the theatrical leap from doing infomercials to doing your own one-man play?
I find it's extremely easy to do anything.
Do you worry that people might not take you seriously as a stage actor, considering your background?
I don't know why they wouldn't. I take myself quite seriously, and I think everyone else should, too.
It seems you're following a much nobler muse now, a higher calling, theater with a capital T.
Absolutely, and I think once you've changed the world, what else is there?
Well, Alan Resnick, it's been something of an exercise in patience talking with you, and I wish you the best with your new theatrical endeavor.
Thank you, and good luck with the radio. I dabble in high-end technology, and radio is one of the first technologies ever invented by man, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Signal's Aaron Hankin speaking with performance artist Alan Resnick of the Wham City Comedy Collective. Resnick will be on stage with the Wham City Comedy Tour here in Baltimore next week for two nights, May 1st and 2nd, at Metro Gallery on Charles Street. You can find out more about the shows online at whamcity.com.